seriously. We all agree. We all agree. Don't you know it's not as cool as you think? Can't you see? Can't you see? I take my little songs too seriously. That's my thing. That's my thing. Showing everyone this heart on my sleeve. Bleed and bleed. Bleed and bleed.
The price, 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 price. I came from pop, 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 pop. I pay the price, 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 price.
Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneona IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No, report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneona-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from @oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone. Your data stolen. And your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay, dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right. Now, let's get back to important things, like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every time that we need it most.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Blows cold through the lonesome to stay. There's a light at the end of the day. There's a light at the end of the day.
Guess who's late to their own radio show that they signed up to be on? Me. Yep. The kids have no respect these days. It's just what happens. Just what happens. Especially when they're always on their phones. Always on their phones. There's big news this week, though. But I'm gonna get to that later. Because I'm waiting on somebody right now to do a special favor for me, an angel, you could say. So we're just going to chill out for a little bit and play some music. This is going to be a limited edition half-hour show. Half off and you get half the product. What a wonderful deal, they said. So yeah, shout-out to Leo and shout-out to Dez. Who's the reason I'm late. I was dilly-dallying at Dez's house. And I was sitting there and I was playing video games. And I was like, radio show. I got to go do that. And it was already 8 p.m. Do you guys know what 8 p.m. is? It's when it starts. That's when Air Bud starts. And who was in the studio? Not me. Maybe the ghost of Christmas past, but it wasn't me. So that's what happened. I was playing video games. And, you know, you lose track of time. Always on their phones, right? Always on their phones. But today's going to be a good day, like always, of course. Yeah, shout out to nobody. Shout out to you for listening. But like I said, I'm waiting on somebody, so. Rare for the show now, I'm going to play some music. And then we'll get the usual once I get the cue. But for now, I need to play something that makes everybody happy, right? I need to patch my reputation because it's just gone down and down and down. And we need a save. We need a save. Yeah. I got the perfect song. I do have the perfect song. Okay, never mind. It's not showing up. Wow, this is just like the most cursed show ever. I wish I could, like, teleport back 15 minutes and restart, but I can't. But this is the prologue to this special only half an hour show of Air Bud. So I'm going to play Headlock by Imogen Heap, and hopefully that'll be long enough, and then I'll be back. All right? Does that sound good, everybody? Let's do it. Because that sounds good to me. Right? And there's no Nate in the studio. So yeah. This is Headlock by Imogen Heap.
Distant flickering, screen of scenery, This weather's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces and condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a headlock. I don't believe any of it. You say too late to start with your heart in a headlock. You know you're better. Something out of stare. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown. You'll see too late to start. Got your heart in a headlock. I don't believe it. You'll see too late to start. With your heart in a headlock. You know you're better than this.
The hours turn to days, turn to weeks, turn to years. Welcome to Airbud. I am Slumdog. And I've got breaking news because today, we're going to get meta. Today at the WONI meeting, there is a bit of, in the words of our wonderful PR director, some analog media was given out. It was a magazine. But I have insider info on the blood and the shed flesh behind the magazine. Because two children whom I know were forced with their little kid hands to staple those magazines together. And one of those kids is Leo, and the other kid is his sibling. Isn't that crazy? It happened in my dorm room. But Leo and his little kid hands, he was trying to staple, and the stapler was too big for him, and he couldn't push the stapler down. And then he tried shoving his little kid hands in there. And then his little kid hands got all cut up. And he was like, I'm bleeding. and then maybe he got a Band-Aid or something. But that's what happened. I was blessed to have a special misprint of the Woney zine. By the way, you can read the Woney zine digitally, I'm pretty sure, if you go to our website, wonyfm.org. Isn't that awesome? We also have merch on there. Isn't that great? We also have merch on wonyfm.org. But yeah, Leo and his little kid hands and the not kids. They should have given him the kid stapler. They sell kid staplers, but no. They gave him the adult stapler. And he started bleeding and bleeding and bleeding all over the ground. It was horrible. And he was just like, you know, like, I guess he might have been injured or something. But it's like, dude, you're like whining. Just like, go clean yourself up, dude. There's so much blood on the floor right now. It's like disgusting. So that's what happened. I was blessed to get a misprint. I think I said that already. But what I'm going to do is in the future, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to be like, it's like Pokemon cards. Rare misprint of the second edition of the Woney zine. By the way, Woney listeners, I gotta call out the fakes. Because here we go, getting meta again. Where was everyone at the Woney meeting today, guys? There was an awesome magazine and the usual discussion. So, you know, I guess if you missed it, there wasn't much to miss. But you missed the magazine. I feel like that was the big part. But nobody was there. Nobody was there. I walked over there with Nate. We were late, like always, you know. But I was like, man, are we late? Like, where is everyone? It's like 10 people in that room. It's crazy. It was crazy. Yeah, what? I'm trying to think. This week was very uneventful. I'm like losing track of time almost. But today, you guys want to know what I did today? I played video games with my friends. And that's just so great, dude. I think that the kids these days are just always on their phones. Yeah, this is going to be a meta episode. I've decided. I think I'm just going to play some music later. Obviously, Nate's not in the studio. Go figure. Again, if anyone wants to call into Airbud, hey, I'm here. Call me. Go to the website if you need the phone number for the station. But hey, I'm here. Yeah, honestly, feels kind of empty without Nate. But it feels a little nostalgic because I haven't done a show by myself in a while. The last show I did by myself was like 4 months ago now, something like that, which is pretty crazy. But at the end of the day, this is my home away from home, away from home. Because if I'm not at home, I'm in my dorm, and if not at my dorm, I'm in the Woney studio doing Airbud like I do every week. But once again, I'm going to call for a shift in this show. Once again, I'm tired of the slop talks. I'm tired of it. You know, even though Nate is really good at it and we've gotten some entertaining shows, that stuff is going to move. Here we go promoting Nate's show again. Nate is going to have a show. It's most likely going to be the hour right after mine. So if you've tuned into Airbud previous and heard Nathan Weinberger talk and say, hey, I like that guy talking, he should have his own show. He will. And it'll be an hour after, which means I'll probably be on it a lot, which is great. But yeah, I was thinking, I was like, well, once Nate has his own show, what am I going to do? If Nate comes on my show all the time still, then we'll just have, we might as well just do a joint show. And that's not what radio is about. That's not creative. All I can say is that, you know, what did I say? We're the most lower mid show on Wony now. We're not the worst show anymore. That's what really matters. But eventually, one day, this will be the best show on Wony. But of course, as of right now, we are really, really trash. This is We Are Great by Tiger's Jaw. And we're back with much more important news to talk about. The mug-off happened between the ASU frat leader and that one Slavic guy. The sources are telling me that the ASU frat guy, like, clean sweeped, but I don't even know the other guy's name. That really Slavic guy was trying to put his hands on the ASU frat leader, who's Albanian, by the way. So, it's his mistake. If I heard that ASU guy was Albanian, I'd be like, damn, I'm not going to mess with him. He's Albanian. Yeah, so, he made a mistake. I don't even know his name. That's how hard he got mugged. But I don't know how... This is the crazy thing about Kick streaming versus Twitch streaming. For non-chuds, Twitch is the PC principal version of Kick. That's what we're going to go with. But Twitch streamers, you know, anytime they do meetups, it's like a big thing. They'll post on their posties. They'll be like, hey, I'm meeting up with these other three Goyim, and we're gonna finger paint live. And, you know, everybody who really wants to see that, I guess, tunes in, and they're like, oh, look at them finger paint. But Kick streamers, like Neon, will just find people in the street and then start causing problems. And it's like... I don't know. It's like evil Billy on the street. That's what kick streamers are like. And it might just be the most entertaining thing ever. The problem is, it's not really a problem, but they're all promoting usually gambling sites. And you get this, like, concoction of, like, all right, well, it's this guy, and, like, his whole existence is that he's just causing problems in public, and he's promoting these quick gambling apps. Like, maybe there's something going on here. But, I mean, if you got a good head on your shoulders and you can see past that, it's funny stuff, you know? That's what you really got to do. You know, you could get all heady about it, be like, no, man, I can't support this dude. It's like, he's promoting gambling to kids, and like he's being a crash out in public. Like, I can't get down with that. You guys see the level, like, above, and you gotta be like, dude, like, Clav just got mogged, dude. Like, did you see? Like, dude, did you see Clav? The ASU frat, he's gonna do, like, a mog battle. Like, I hope he wins, dude. Like, that dude's, like, super chill. Like, That's what you have to be thinking on. In other news related to previous news, Leo's all better. He put a bandy on it and he went to the school nurse and she fixed it up. Maybe she gave him an ice pack and kissed his boo-boo, but Leo sent me 4 really nice texts that say, "Hey, Joe, I'm all better now. Smiley face." That's what the 4 texts say. So he kind of broke it up. He was probably just, like, so excited to text. He was, like, hammering the enter key, like, oh, my God. Like, wow, this is just the most exciting. I went... All right, Leo, you're going to like this one. All right, in character. So I went home the other day, like last Sunday, and Leo was... Okay, hold on. Leo, you're going to like this one. Run it back. I went home from my show last Sunday, and Leo was sitting crisscross applesauce in our hallway when I got back. And I was like, "Hey, man, why are you on the floor, man?" And he was just like, dude, you said my name on air. That's so fire. And he was just like... so giddy, and I was like, all right, man, like, chill out, like, it's cool, man, like, it's cool, like, you don't gotta be doing all that. And he was like, "No, man, like, no, like, you shouted me out, dude, like, I'm gonna make it." And I was like, "Yeah, man, yeah, like, Airbud's pretty cool, man." And he was like, "Yeah, dude, like, yeah, like, Airbud's my favorite." And I was like, "Dude, you're being a fan." Yeah, I went home the other day and Nate ate a whole jar of pickles. All right, that's my other joke. All right, new hypothetical for all the listeners of Airbud. This is the sort of a filibuster-y show. And I'm talking like unscripted George W. Bush live on radio air. But... Out of the goys, so, like, longtime Airbud listeners, you know Leo, and maybe recent time Airbud listeners, you know Nate, and then there's Henry, the lanky guy, the lanky white guy, and then there's Dez, and he's Venezuelan, I think. So it's a Venezuelan, a white guy, a half-Jew, and a Jew. Who can eat a jar of pickles the fastest? And they have to open it, too. That's the hypothetical. I think... ooh, it's a tough one. Because, you know, I think Nate could eat a lot of pickles, but I think he would have trouble... if they had to open the jar, too, Dez gets the jar open insta, and then... Leo has to work at it for a little bit, but Leo and Henry get it pretty quick too, and Nate is just struggling to get the jar open for like a really long time. That's really, it comes down to the jar open. Because if Nate can get the jar open quick enough, he eats all the pickles faster than anyone. But if he doesn't, then Dez just rips that jar like clean in two and can take his time munching on the pickles. I think Henry loses that one. I can't see Henry eating more than a pickle, maybe two pickles. I don't know Leo's opinion on pickles. Yo, Leo, tell me what you think about pickles. And we could get your opinion on this. Now, if Victor was here, I think Victor crushes the pickle challenge. Like, that's the secret final boss band character of the who can eat a whole jar of pickles challenge. Even if you add they have to drink the pickle juice too. Because if they have to drink the pickle juice, I don't think Nate would do that. I think he would just be like, no, I'm not going to drink the pickle juice. But I feel like Henry would be like, oh, I'll try it. Nah, if you include the juice, that just makes Dez gap even more now that I think about it. But Victor, no matter the circumstances, lid included, juice included, Victor would crush eating a whole jar of pickles better than any of my other roommates could. And I think that's really important and has a lot of implications on this whole life thing, right? In other news, I don't know. There hasn't been news in a minute, other than major world news, which I couldn't give one about, right? Does anybody tune into this show to hear the news? The better question is, does anybody tune into this show, Laugh Track, Welcome to Sit Down Comedy with Slumdog Baconair? This is one of those shows that I'm going to like listening back to. Isn't that right, guys? Laugh Track, intro. Welcome to Airbud. Bass dropped. No, I don't have a joke there. All right, it's time to go on Twitter, because that's where I get my news. Oh, wait. You know what did happen? This is what I was going to talk about. Mr. Beast, like, put a bunch of people in a cube again. That's what happened. And I think they're going to, like, win $1 million if they don't die in the cube. It's like last person to survive the cube gets, like, $1 billion or whatever. But it's, like, famous people in the cube this time. Or maybe, like, live streamers. It's one of the two. I think it's celebrities. And he's going to put them all in a cube and they have to, like, they have to, like, eat each other or whatever. That's usually how it goes. I haven't kept up too much with the Beast, but with James Beast. But he has a TV show now. And he might be the most famous person in the world. Which is pretty crazy. He also uses AI for his YouTube thumbnails. What do we think of that? I think if I did the whole, like, AI artist thing for just a week, I could be really, really good at it, like, better than anybody who's been doing it for a while now type of thing. People complain about AI art, but I think we're downplaying how easy it is. Like, I would crush doing AI art. Because you really just need creative prompts, right? You just need to type in those prompts, man. Those prompts, those juicy prompts. And the problem is, here's the real paradox of AI art is, If you're doing AI art, you're not creative enough to do traditional art. But you still have to type in a creative prompt, and the people that do AI art aren't creative enough to think of good prompts because they're not creative, and that's the reason they're doing AI art. You know what I'm saying? So if I stepped in that field, that's like smurfing pretty much. I would have the craziest AI art smurf account. All the chatbots would be saying, "You're my new favorite artist. Can I get a commission? You know, do you do prints?" And I think that's a pop-off. I think that's a pop-off and a half, matter of fact. I might look into that. AI, you know, it's a lot of misconceptions. The biggest one for me is, how much water does it actually take to do it? Everybody's talking about, oh, the water. I was even on that wave for a little bit where it's like, oh, the water. Like, how much water? We waste a lot of water and we're pretty good, right? Maybe not, honestly. But is it, you know, I mean, Jarvis, pull up how much water it takes to make. Like, what I'm wondering is, how much water does it take to make just one little AI image? Like, if I go on Claude, if I go on Grok and I say, Grok, make me hyper-realistic Super Mario, like, how much actual water does that take? So that's what we're going to figure out right now. And I'm going to give you the key click so that you can hear me typing it in. Laugh track. Intro, welcome to Air Bud. All right. How much water does it take to make one AI image? Oh, I could get the Google AI overview on this, but I don't think that's... Okay, so there, I'm getting conflicting results like usual on Google because Google has become a trench. We use DuckDuckGo in this house. So I've got Google AI, you know, possibly, see, this is the problem with AI. It might be trying to hide how much it actually takes so that you don't disable the Google AI. But Google AI is telling me it takes between 0.26 and 500 milliliters. That's so from 0 to 500. A milliliter is about one drop of water. Okay, I kind of believe that, but I'm really bad at scale of things. If you didn't know. Those are the two things about me. I'm bad at scale, and I have poor depth perception. And we learn something new every day. Laugh track, intro, welcome to Air Bud. Okay, so Google AI says it's taking 500 milliliters. I'm going to go with the highest because I suspect it's trying to hide something. And then the anti-AI Reddit says it costs a bottle of water. A whole bottle, 16 ounces? No way. It's got to be one of those mini ones, right? Like Poland Spring? No way it's 16 ounces. A big 1.6? No way. That's a quinceañera plus one of OZ. If they're being real. Laugh track, intro, welcome to Air Bud. All right, so at traditional with Reddit, we have user/Gimli. Sending three paragraphs, and then we have Phlegm. Is that dude's name Phlegm? I can't even read it. Pepto B says something something laws of physics. So, yeah, I'm not too keen on Reddit personally, but I just don't believe it's a whole 16 ounces. What okay. I'm trusting this guy because he looks level-headed. He got three upvotes. Is that enough? His name is Miu Hao. Miu Hao says, attempting to measure AI waste by water usage is dumb in every possible way. Wow. Humans take potable water and turn it into... This dude has to be Chinese. His English is so bad. And turn into non-potable water. Water cooling, on the other hand... How did water cooling get into this? Oh, AI data center. I'm smart. He's talking about water cooling because the AI data centers, the reason they use water is because it gets really hot. It's a lot of computers. I have one computer and it gets hot. They have 500. It must be an oven in there. Laugh track, intro, welcome to Airbud. Whisper. Miu Hao, who's definitely Chinese, is saying they are incomparable. And that is assuming a pass-through system. Oh, a pass-through system for cooling. Most water cooling systems are closed. Applying... Oh, yo, this dude's actually fire at making analogies. Applying that to humans... Means he's definitely like South Korean or something, though. This is crazy English. Applying that to humans means you have to count the amount of blood being circulated in your body. So he's... Oh, this dude might be an AI defender. Ooh. He's saying pretty much... It's not like... See, my... My maybe lesser self said, huh, how much water does it take to make one AI pick, right? And this dude is saying, no, it doesn't take a certain amount of water for AI pick. AI pick don't make water. It's AI, big AI data center has big cooling system. And to measure he's basically saying to measure the water that it takes for the cooling system would be like counting the blood that's circulating in your body, you know? At the end of the day, there was a certain amount of water put in, though. And that's what we have to be worried about. But maybe only worried... Yeah, I feel like the only way that's a problem is if we cover the planet in AI data centers and they need all the water, which I don't think will happen. Now, here's what I'm suspecting. Airbud listener, follow along, because here's what I'm suspecting. Maybe the data centers and their cooling systems, maybe they need to replace the water. And that's why it's like really, really bad, because they keep replacing the water and then... That good water, that good that they put in to cool the 500 computer that must be like an oven in there. Laugh track intro, welcome to Airbud. It turns into goopy, ugly water that you get cancer if you drink it. And that's not good. That's what I'm suspecting. And now I'm going to Jarvis it because it's not very smart to put my thoughts out before I look it up. Is what they want you to think. I always like to make sure that everybody thinks it through before you hit Google. Because just if you don't think about it, you can't understand. And if they don't understand, the kids don't get smart. Which is a problem because they're always on their phones. Laugh track, intro, welcome to Airbud. We have 10 minutes left, by the way. This AI tangent went further than I'd like it to. I don't like talking about AI because I think it's stupid. But it's what has to happen. Here's the real question. How often do AI data centers replace their cooling water? It's a smart way to phrase that question. Okay, stupid. See, this is why AI is stupid. because Google AI is telling me they replace it very commonly, very continuously. Like, thanks, dude. That's really what I needed to see. I asked you how often, and Google goes, eh, pretty often. Bloomberg.com says AI is draining water from areas that need it most. Oh, no. That sounds really bad. Huh. Well, back on the anti-AI subreddit, maybe they have... They keep talking about the water. Oh, wait. Never mind. I thought this was an anti-AI subreddit. It's actually just a... It's like an open discussion Reddit. These are, see, you'd think like usually Reddit's super restricted. People hate going on there. I'm permanently banned from Reddit, so I know I got the perma ban hammer. But the actual worst subreddits are the ones that are like open discussion, and they want people to debate. Because you have people like pretend_jacket1629 saying, sensational antis have spread misinformation that a single inference for an LLM prompt wastes a whole bottle of water. We're talking about the electricity of a game being played for the equivalent amount of time. Or the, okay, he's just yapping. Never mind, I'm not reading the rest of that. But he ended it with, have you needed to pour an entire bottle of water on your monitor for the last 2 minutes? Maybe he's spitting facts. I'm assuming not. Because he's calling anti-AIers sensational antis. And also his account is marked as 18 plus. That's not very nice. What are you doing on there, dude? There's nothing to see on Reddit. Other than the downvote button. My favorite one. My favorite subreddit is r/. There's a couple good ones, honestly. I like r/NBA Circle Jerk and r/PlayboyCardi. But like I said, I'm banned from Reddit. I can open it on an alt, though. That's usually what I do. Because Reddit isn't smart enough to do an IP ban. I'm like that, pretty much. Wow. I checked my watch. I checked the clock. I checked my phone. It's 8:53 o'clock. Which means I went really deep with the whole talking thing. I don't even remember what I said. If it was bad, yikes. This whole bit's over. I sold the bit. I sold the show. Nate's not here. This is terrible, isn't it? Laugh track, intro. Welcome to Airbud. I'm looking here now. I know on the last show we played Nate's song, but I just have 2016 XXL class in my Google search. Which I think is a good way to end this show. A little chat about just the greatest, man. Who were the flops in this? Because I know there were flops. Obviously, there was... what's his name? I can't say his rap name. There's the Jewish one, who has quite the funny name. But this is, like, pretty stacked otherwise. It's like a bunch of super cool rappers. And then, like, G Herbo's, like, also there, which is so lit. It's like Denzel Curry, Uzi, 21, Kodak, Yachty, and G Herbo. And the dude that made Panda. And two other guys who I don't know these people. Oh, what was that dude's name? Wait, I do know his name. What's his name? Dave East. What? Doesn't Dave East feature on one song? This is terrible. I'm just rambling, but where's Dave East? Did he fall off crazy? No, he still has a mill. A calm mill. I ate on a table today. I was eating United Food Market chicken over rice on a table in the shape of the BAPE logo. And I looked at Henry and I was like, we made it, dude. We made it. We did it. We're eating on the BAPE table. You know, we got the Rayquaza rug under our feet. You know, I think we made it. We didn't make it because I'm still here. But maybe in its own way, this is making it. Yeah. Maybe in its own way, this is making it. Thank you for tuning in to Airbud. I'll be back next Sunday. And just remember, no matter what you do, the time still passes. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.
Supergirl, just get that song on repeat. Forget the world.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat. As in Smokey Bear?
Jeans and a hat, that's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires